This bra feels easy.
Invisible.
Feels feminine.
Like I could just wear it 24/7.
One word to describe that?
Soft.
Easy.
Colorful.
Plushy.
Comfortable. That's it. That's the word. Comfortable.
Welcome to Why Does Love Hurt So Good? With your host, Andre Pearson.
Hey everyone, this is Andre Pearson. Welcome to my podcast, Why Does Love Hurt So Good? Today I have an amazing author and speaker and entrepreneur. Can everyone please welcome her, Kim. How are you doing today, Kim?
I'm blessed. How are you?
That's wonderful. I understand from your bio that you have a book out called Miracle with a Purpose. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yes. So Miracle with a Purpose is a long 12-year, long-time term where I finally decided to just come out with the book. I believe everything's on God's timing, and 12 years in, and last year of October, this year makes 1 year of my first year anniversary, I decided to just go ahead and write my story. I believe that everyone has a story to tell, and mine is very significant in who I am and who my identity has become. So I believe that my story can touch and has touched a lot of people. And if it can, there's so much more in store.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I'll tell you what, I have a question for you that I get asked all the time as a fellow author. So I'm going to ask you the same question. What inspired you to write this book?
Yes. So thank you for that question. What inspired me specifically to write this book, Miracle with a Purpose? In my book, I have multiple chapters of my ups and downs and challenges. And I guess when people say, just by looking at me, you wouldn't have known. And that goes for anyone, right? You basically put a smile on your face as much as you can, not to showcase the ups and downs, the bads, but the goods, mommy. So in my book, I basically describe how I came about. In short, I wasn't supposed to be here. My life could have been cut short multiple times, but as a Christian, as a believer in Christ, as a woman in Christ, God has allowed me to be here yet almost 25 years coming up in October, and I'm blessed to just even share my story. I'm blessed to even just share the ups and downs that I know that can help someone else, right? A testimony is a testament, and I believe that I can share a lot more than what I'm presenting the scene in person. So I know that there's more in store for me. And so what I can do for other people is basically sharing my story to help.
Which is a good thing. That's a really good thing, because a lot of books that come out for people, we always try to put them in the category. And this would be definitely something inspirational for people to read and understand your story, to find out what you went through and how you got out of it. Now tell me this. What does purpose mean to you?
That's a great question. Purpose to me is going through life challenges, circumstances, right? I always try to tell people, well, in the fifth chapter of my book, right, it talks about my purpose in life and what does that really truly mean for me. So just going through life challenges and different aspects of life in different ways can really be pulling you in different directions. So what now I'm living in is a purpose-driven life. So to combat those areas of life, and how can I make them into a positive manner? So of course, this book, this allowed me to express myself more than I would usually do on a normal basis. And to really just share that no matter what you go through, if you're still yet living, you're breathing in your right mind, you still have a purpose in life. So for me, all those challenges that I really conformed in one pile of a book allow me to just say, hey, you've gone through a lot and you can still yet go through more, but you're still yet here and you can still make it. So that's what purpose to me is still living a life, driven living life, if that makes sense. So,
okay, that makes sense to me. And then, you know, like most of us do as authors ourselves, and people always tell me this when they talk about their book and everything, during the process of you writing this book, how did the information that you learned along the way impact your life and your purpose?
That's a great question. Of course, it did take me 12 years to write this. So I had to be 8, 9 years old. I knew I needed to speak about my stories, and just knowing coming from a Christian background, my father's a pastor, so they've always spoken to others for me, right? I never really had the voice yet to speak about my story. So it really supported me in the aspect of, you have a voice, so how can you use it? You don't always have to speak verbally, but this book allowed me to have a voice in that aspect. So me having a voice, me expressing myself in a way that I know best, allowed me to just go through the process of these ups and downs and having multiple stories, which each, like I said, each chapter is significant to my life challenges. So every story, every chapter has something different. So it just allowed me to just pour out how I was feeling that normally people wouldn't see, and just express it the way that I know best.
Okay, cool. Now, you know, a lot of times people talk about purpose and they have a purpose. Mm-hmm. And I find it difficult sometimes for people to understand that they have one. I think the most difficult thing they come across is that they don't know how to find their purpose. But I tell you what, mm-hmm. we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back from this break, we're going to continue to talk to this amazing author of the book, Miracle with a Purpose. You are listening to Why Does Love Hurt So Good? We'll be right back.
Have your relationship problems become your new norm? Are you still hoping that your problems will work themselves out? Does it feel sometimes that you are in a relationship by yourself? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then help is here. Andre Pearson is a relationship coach with over 20 years of experience, helping people like you feel better with a new perspective on life. Imagine talking to someone who understands what you're going through. Get started with your free 15-minute consultation and schedule your one-on-one session today, because you deserve answers. You're listening to Why Does Love Hurt So Good with Andre. Now back to the show.
We are back, and I am speaking to an author and entrepreneur of the book Miracle with a Purpose, Ms. Kim. Kim, before the break, you know, people would love to know these things because I hear these kind of things all the time for authors. I'm going to ask you the same question. What made you name your book Miracle with a Purpose?
Awesome. Well, I thought about this amazing quote from Frederick Douglass, basically talking about, if there is no struggle, there is no purpose. And it also brings me back to, if you're a Christian watching, the verse scripture, Exodus 9:16, for I have shown purpose through life that I have raised you up to show to others in the world, along those lines, right? I believe, like I mentioned before, if you're still here, you're breathing, and though many have passed on and anything could have happened to you in this very moment, right? You're still living for something. You still have a passion for something. So you alone are already enough. I always talk about progress. What's the work in progress? And me writing the book was a lot of progress in coming, but it was well worth it. So I always say, you are the progress. It's not anything else, but you are in the making. You're doing something, so you are the progress. So keep moving, keep pushing forward. So I always had to tell myself that, that there's purpose in anything that I do. And of course, putting God first allowed me to honestly come up with a few other ideas, creative ways to just showcase that no matter what I've done and what I continue to do, God is always first. So that drives me to literally do whatever I can do and what I need to do to not only do it for myself, but I'm doing it for other people, right? Your life story is here to help support and help in need of anyone else. So that's kind of why I just kind of came up with, like, you have a purpose. Like, anything could have happened to you, but you're still here. So that is why I have purpose. And that's why I called it, I'm a miracle, but I have purpose. So Miracle with a Purpose.
And see, that's something that people need to understand and hear all the, you know, from the people like yourself, because some people just need some inspiration to find their purpose. Okay. Now, I know that you are an entrepreneur, and we didn't talk much about it, but I want to kind of step in there a little bit because I want people to know all, how amazing you are. Can you tell me about the other businesses and things that you got your hands in? Because you just are amazing.
Thank you. So it doesn't stop there. I have other plans. Like right now, I'm also a student, a grad student. So I do it all because I know that there's more in store for me. And if you obviously keep that in the back of your mind, it's kind of like, oh, I can achieve anything. So the quote that my father tells me all the time is 80% of the people around you don't care about you. The other 19% are glad that you are worse off than they are. And the only 1% left is you. So learn to pat yourself on the back, encourage yourself, because you are doing great in life. So with that quote, it allowed me to showcase that if I've been doing it all on my own, if I've been doing it still right, the only support that I need is even myself. When things are not going right, when things are going amazingly great, I'm still yet here. I'm still doing it. So continue to do it. So it's kind of like just having this driven, this motivation to continue to strive and help and support whatever people. That's just like my nature. I'm just a helper in general. So me figuring out ways to help, me figuring out ways to support the next person is kind of just my niche in life. Everyone has their own little thing to help and support other people. But for me, my book is it. My upcoming projects, clothing lines are all it. So that's kind of what's coming up next for me. But my ultimate goal is to really just sow into people. And I believe philanthropy is the angle, the angle.
Okay. Now, I know as a Christian woman yourself, you've heard this phrase many times. Money is the root of all evil. And I hear people all the time talk about how they're on social media talking about how to make money. But no one understands that if you do your purpose and you put forth the effort, the money will come because people understand what it is that you're doing and gravitate to you. Richard Pryor said it in the movie Car Wash. He said, it's better to have money and not to need it than need it not to have it. So I tell people all the time, before you chase that money, get your purpose and your purpose will bring you money. If you give people what they want, they give you what you need. And people can see from your voice, from your book, from your project, from the things that you do, you are showing them that you have a purpose. And it's not about that you don't want money, because we take money to rule the world. I get that. That's what runs it. But at the same time, you're giving something to the world, which is your purpose. And people can get that.
Right.
Now, before I get you out of here, because I know you're busy, do me a favor. Tell everyone that's listening right now how they can get in contact with you and help support what you do.
Great. Thank you. So first and foremost, thank you so much for this opportunity again, Andre. It's great talking to you in this conversation. But for everyone that's watching, you can obviously receive my book on Amazon right now. It's my first full name. First and last, Kymbrea, K-Y-M-B-R-E-A, last name, V like in victory, A-L-R-E-Y, Miracle with a Purpose on Amazon. My website will be dropping the end of October, so be on the lookout for that as well. You can get me the same full name, Kymbrea Valray, on Facebook. My Instagram is Kim, K-Y-M-M, so sophisticated. My Snapchat can be posted below. And other than that, again, my full website will be out the end of October. So be on the lookout for more creative ways for me to support you, whether that's in my clothing line coming up, my book, or journals. So yes, that is how you can reach me.
So everyone, be sure to look down in the description box for all the details that she mentioned about. You can stay in contact with her. She's an amazing person, amazing author, and a great entrepreneur. And again, this is what the world needs out here today. So before I get you going, one more thing I had to ask. Is there anything on the coming up that you want everybody to know about to get involved in?
That's so great. Right now, just be on the lookout for my second project, which is part two of Miracle with a Purpose. That will be releasing in the new year, as well as my clothing line, the end of, well, I would say December. We're not going to say the title yet, but be on the lookout for that.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, Miss Kim, you have been amazing to talk to, and I've learned quite a bit about the things that you do, and I'm pretty much excited for you for the things that you're doing. I'm definitely here to support what you're doing as well. So for those who are listening, this is Kim, an entrepreneur. Be sure to get her book that's out right now, Miracle with a Purpose. You can find it on Amazon, and all the details for all the social media websites that she's on, check the description box down below. I'm Andre Pearson, and you have been listening to Why Does Love Hurt So Good, which you can find on Spotify and all your major podcasts. And also, keep a lookout for the YouTube video that we're doing to be on the YouTube channel, Why Does Love Hurt So Good. Once again, thank you all for watching. Thank you, Kim, for being here. I'm Andre Pearson. You've been listening to Why Does Love Hurt So Good podcast. and we are out.